You hold enough lamed zayin on all of you on top. And the Eskimo was again, the Bryce said that I'm not Jimu Matuna, so before Mokim Shein Mumcha, so more so on top was thought full Kim the Rabbi Yossi, not like Rabbi Yossi. That he holds no Rabbi Yossi. Now Mishnah says you always need a Mumcha. Then it says what the Bryce says, Shleisha Mafirines and Neder. Three people could be matter the Neder, but Mokim Shein Chochem. Only the Mokim there's no Chochem there. But the Mokim there's a Chochem, I say you have to use the Chochem. So Mora says, let's love Fulkim to Rabbi Yehuda. That's not like a Yehuda Shita. It's a time that we learn like this, that our first Nedorim begimel. Our first Nedorim is enough, you need three people to be Matur and Neder. Rabbi Yehuda Reimer, Echod Mihim Chochem. It's even when you use three, but one of the three should be Chochem. So this first price is not like a Yehuda. Because here it says, Gimel Mefirinus and Neder, but Mokim Shein Chochem. But Mashma, if we have a Chochem, he himself could be matter the neder. And Rabbi Yudishit is know that even though you have a chochem, still you need two more. You always need three. And even in the three, one has to be a chochem. That's Rabbi Yudishit. If you don't have echad mehem, chochem. So Mora says, B'mokim shen, is that according to the Tanakhama? That he said, B'mokim shen, where there's no chochem, then it's enough to have three people. Kagoin man, who do you mean to say? Rashi says, Kagoin man, have the Yosef chochem. Like, who is considered the Chochem to say that if he's there, you have to, the Chochem could do it. And if not, you need three people. Command, Kogain, man, who's the Chochem? Om Rav Nachma, Kogain, I know. It means someone like me has to be a big Atama Chochem. Then the Yehuda, Yehuda says, Echad Mihem Chochem. The Yehuda holds the water, one of the three people have to be a Chochem. If so, Mechlau, the Hanech, Koldo, Chosmashka, then the other two could be anybody. Chorakashka is like, why? How could it be anybody? The Chorakashka is like, but to me, it's a question, Kalema. Afilu Amoritz, Hashnayim v'Amoritz, Heich Ruyim, let's start. Like, how do you put the two together? Like, if you have to have a Chochem, so how could you put also there now two Amoritzes? So Moritz says, or Ravina says, it means to say, the Misavri Lei B'Sofer. Not that the Stamina Amoritz, there are people that understand, so Tamim, they understand the reasoning. Just they don't know everything. But if you tell them a reasoning, they'll understand it. So you need two people like that and a Chochem to be amongst us the three people that could be matter and neder according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rashi says the Misarvulu means Tamei Halochis Nedorim. The Sarvri Yechochem Yumadas Hashnayim. Therefore, this one Chochem he'll teach the other two, and all three together, like we'll be able to come out with the right Heter Nedorim. Now it says, what Rabbi Yehuda Mafilu Yesh Shom Chav Gimel. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, even if you have a bezin of 23, it's not enough. It can only be matter the neder if you have a Chochem there. So that will be Mumcha. You have to have a Mumcha. Omarav Chananel Omarav Ein Aloch Rabbi Yosi. We do not pass on like Rabbi Yosi. We hold no, you do not need Badafka Mumcha to be there. It's enough if you have a Bezdin. Someone says, treat, of course. Yochid V'Ravim Aloch Ravim. It's a Machlokes Rabbi Yosi against the Chachomim. So treat, we pass on like the Chachomim. Someone says, no, Madatem, I would have thought to say Nemuke Imoi. Like whenever we say Rabbi Yosi, it's always called Nemuke Imoi. Rashi says, it means he always brings good proofs to what he's saying. So maybe we should pass on like Rabbi Yosi. Kamash Mulano, that even though it's Rabbi Yosi, still we pass him at the Chomim here, that you do not need a Mumcha. So Mora says, so, Tivshet Meho, Tahach Kamaisa Mishmeri Shmuel Itmar. So we should bring a proof from over here. And Rashi says, Tivshet Meho, that we have before, the Yomer of Chananel, that Mishmeri the Rav, and of Rabbi Yosi, they said the name of Rav, as Lach is not like Rabbi Yosi, Tivshet Tahach Kamaisa, the first time he said it over, the Yomer of Yudam, Liel, Sotoshmeri Shmuel, now that we said before was in the name of Shmuel, because the Bishmeid Rav goes according to Rav Tati Lomli. How come Rav has to say it twice? That we pass from the Chachomim that Yumul could be Matur B'chor, even though there's no Mumchem. Like, what do we have to say two times? Rav says two times Ein Aloch Rav Yosi. So that's why Sarai Lechur, that's what we're saying now, Tivshut Meho, from this proof here that here Rav passed on like Rav Yosi. The first halach was said over Mishmei de Shmuel Itma, because the Mishmei de Rav was said over the name of Rav, then Tati Lomli, how come Rav has to say it two times? What does Rav have to say two times? Ein halacha k'Rav Yosi. Smur says, could be both were the name of Rav, but I'll tell you, Choda Mechlau de Chaveret Itma. One was Lenova, Bechlau Chaveret. Could be that really Rav only said it one time, because she was learned twice what Rav said. It's not really a theory, not really a kasha. Now the Mishnah says, "Ha'shoychet esa b'chor." If the Kohen, let's say, shechts his Bechor, v'noiden, he knew, Shloihera, that he did not show it to the Chochem, he did not show it to be Matarit yet. So, the Lachur is, and in the meantime, he sold it to somebody else. Rashi says, Amochem, so he sold the Bosa to somebody else. So, Lachur is like this. What the person ate is eaten already. What Lakech ate, they ate already. But the Kohen has to return the money to them. Rashi said, Mishum the Knas, the Issa Sofika, because he served them Issa. If even though they ate that much, still you have to return the money, even what they ate. And Omash Lo Yochlu, what they did not eat yet, that's Tritum, so Habosi Kover, the meat you have to bury. Rashi says, the Bechor Tam, because we do not know if it ever had a Mumanat, he didn't show it to a Chochem. So you have to be afraid it was a Bechor Tam, and therefore it's also Bano. And also the Yachzor Sodom, about the Kohen, the owner, has to give back the money. He had no right to sell it. Like he sold something, it was also the Cheska, that it was Mutam, so you have to pay them back the money. The similar law would be Hashrech Desapor, somebody Shech Saporo, or Machru, and he sold the meat. The Noidan, he himself knew, she Trefa, that the meat was really Trefa, the Behind the Por was a Trefa. So he had no right to sell it. So same halacha. Mashochlu Wachlu, what the Yed already was eaten. And rather, the lach would be also that the owner has to pay them back the money for that. Or mashlo yochlo, what they did not eat yet, heim yachzor le'asabosar. Then the owner, these people, give back the meat. V'yachzle mesadonim, and he has to give them back the money. So mekach tois, they bought meat, they thought it was kosher. Comes out, you knew it was a trade firm, you have to pay them back. What's going to be machru li'oivikachovim? Let's say this loichim, the people that bought it off the first Jew, now they themselves sold it to a goy. So Lechura now didn't have no loss, because even if it's a trade for the latter sold to a guy. So, or else, let's say when the Jew bought this piece of meat, he did not go to eat it himself, but he went to give it to his dog. So in such a case, since the owner did not make the Jew lose out, therefore Yishalmu to make trade for, after paying back to make trade for, which Rashi says really should be like this, is Yishalmu loy to make bosa trade for bezoil. You have to pay him back like the cheaper amount of meat, how much a boss of trefa would cost. For Yachlam as a mice, he returns to them the rest of it. Meaning to say, you don't have to pay that much, you only have to pay them back a little bit. And Rashi says that means you have to pay him back how much it would be for to buy a boss of trefa. That's how much you have to pay him back, because still you did something wrong, but you don't have to pay him back the value of regular meat, because you didn't make him lose out that much. So it's enough to make him pay back. The Lechura means the difference between what a bosa trefer is and what regular meat would be. Now the Gemara says, turn around, but like this. Ha moiche bos lechaveru, somebody sells meat to his friend. Venimtsa bosa bechor, and it comes out that the meat he sold you really was osatit, was a bechor. Or else peret, somebody sold you fruit. Venimtsa tfolim, it comes out really was tevel, he never took off trumas amaisras. Yain, somebody sold you wine. The Nimsa Yai Nesach comes to later, we find out that wine was Yai Nesach. The Lachri is Mashach Luach, the person ate it or drank it. So what he ate it he ate it already. The Yachzalem Mesadomen. But the owner has to return him the money, like he sold in Issa. Like our Mishnah, he has to return him back his money. Now, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Waimi says it depends. Devorim Shahan Nefesh Kotzabhem. If he sold you things that are very disgusting, that your body can't take it, when you find out later what it was, mom is disgusting, so the pshat is now you had no enjoyment from it at all, you feel terrible, you ate it, then taki yachlem es adomim. Then the owner has to return him the money, because they had no enjoyment at all from it. But what about things, v'shein ha-nefesh kotzabem, things that are not so disgusting, that you don't feel that disgusted yet you ate it, so then you did have some enjoyment from it, then you just deduct from them, you take off the money, that's what make it a little bit cheaper. Rashi says, but just yinake means take off some of the price. You don't have to return all the price, you have right to take off some of the price. Now, the Yelu Hain's Vorm, these are the things, Sheha Nefesh Kotzabim, now someone eats it, is mamish disgusting. Nevelos, like a Jew really knows, and Nevelos is disgusting. Utrefesh Kotzim Rumashim. He came out, he sold this to a Jew, and he ate it, so it's not called eating at all. Therefore, the owner has to return him the money completely. But even according to Rav Shimon. But the Elohim, these are the things, Dvorim Shein HaNefesh Kotzabem, Bechoris, like really it's a kosher piece of meat, just it's a Bechor. Or else Tfolim, it's a kosher piece of fruits, just you didn't take off the Trumas HaMaisis yet. The Yayin Nefesh, who Din Yayin Nefesh also, it's not called Nefesh or Kotzabem. That tastes like salad. Chotcha nefesh kotze boistam. Yeah. Let's not see. Maskona means I date terubas, where it's a mixture with other wine also. Now the Gemara says, V'lei malei mai astasicha. Like, what did I, how was I mastered you? Rashi says, like, V'lei malei yisro l'koyin. Shemochar mai astasicha. Hale yimhoya abosu biyodcho. Hale toyin kfura. Shere tam shachtos yisechter tam. So I didn't make you lose anything. So why is it Yinakalim in Adomlat? The question is now, why do we say you don't get your money back in full, but the Kohen has the right to keep some of the money, deduct some of the money? Why? The Kohen has no loss at all. Anyway, he was lost for the Kohen did it. So the Kohen got money he doesn't deserve, so he shall have to give all the money back to the Israel. So Mar says, let's read the case here is, Kogurin Dizotin Lei Mi Mokimuma, that the Kohen sold to the Jew of his Bechor, let's say the whole mouth. And that part of the mouth, the Kohen thinks of the place that had a mum on it. So the Yomle, the Kohen said to the Yisrael, yes, you made me lose out. Because he loved the Yachalto, if it wasn't that you ate the whole mouth already, heavy machzinole, I wouldn't be able to show it to a mumcha, that there was a split on the lip, and there'll be a mum, and I'll be able to eat my bakor now. Vishorinale, and really Rabbi Yudashita, that even if the Kohen checked the bakor, and later he shows the mum to a mumcha, that you'll not eat from it. So that's why the Kohen has a right to deduct some money, as if to say, you Yisrael, you caused me to lose out a little bit. Therefore, Chinaka, I take off some of the money. How much it doesn't say, but you have to have a right to deduct some. You don't have to pay back the full sum. Tfolim, from the Gemara, what's why they deduct from Tevel? The same thing, the same thing, the Kohen said, listen, if you wouldn't have eaten it, I would have been able to master Trumas and Isris. And it'll be mutter for me to eat it. So therefore, the fact you made it up, you really were mastered me. So therefore, even though I sold you Issa, still I have a right to deduct some money. Because you made me lose out. Yayin Nesach. So when the Idei Teru was talking about now, there was a little bit Yayin Nesach mixed in to other wine. That's what happened over here. And really, Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Tanaim was up like this, Yayin Nesach Nafal Abor. Kula Yasabano. A little bit Yayin Nesach falls into a bor full of wine. It's not bottle bereved. Those things comes also by no. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, he says no. Yimocher kuloi. You're allowed to sell the so vat of wine you can sell to a girl of gavim. Chutz midmei yai nesach shabai. Just you can't have enjoyment from the actual yai nesach that was there. But if 1 gallon of yai nesach fell into 10 gallons, see, old, you're allowed to sell 10 gallons of this wine you can sell to a girl and get money for it. So it goes. So again. The owner has a right to say, if you wouldn't have drank the Yayin Nesach, I could have sold it to a guy, and I would get some money for it. So the fact you drank it, you made me lose out. So therefore, the owner has a right to deduct some money, but only a part of it he has to pay back, and part of it he keeps. Yehadin Alecho, Kol Psula Magdoshim. Now the Mishnah says, Al Eilu Mumin, Shecht Nefa Bechorim. These are the Mumin that if it comes upon a Bechor, the current Lada Shechtet. Nifkema Oznoi, there's a pigam, means like there was a hole that was chosa, some of the meat was missing. There's like a hole in the ear. Min ha-chosum, from the chosum. So we'll soon see what that means. Rashi says that it means tunuch oizen, that means from the inside of the ear, the middle of it. Avoloy or, not only, but if just the outside skin, like the thick, the bottom lobe, the piece of meat there on the hanging on your ear, that does not make it from mum. Because that heals up again. That's too soft. But it means in the inner part of the ear, the middle part of the ear, if you have a pagam there, that means a hole, that something's missing there, that makes a trefa. No, that makes it a mum. Nistako, let's say it was split, let's say on the ear there was a split. Safa pishle chosra, even though nothing was missing, that's also a mum. What's going to be nikfa? Nikfa means they pierced a hole, but nothing was missing, no meat was taken out, just they made a hole there. So then the hole has to be mole kashina, the size of a bean, the size of a kashina. Or else, oy sheyovsha, or else if the ear dries up, that's also called a mum. Now, ezel yevesha, what's called the dried up ear? Kosha tinokib, if you make a hole there, No blood comes out. That's called amum. It's so dried up that when you move your hands on it, it like crumples up. It crumples up. That's called yevesha. That's called amum. Now the Gemara says, Amai, why do we say these things in the Mishnah? It's called amum. Amai, the pasuk says, Kisayach v'ever, v'ever. Only if it's lame, or else if it's blind, ksiv. Maybe only those two things are called mum. So the Gemara says, no, ksiv nami. The pasuk also says, Kiye by mum. Mashma, any mum it has, is called, will make a b'chor muta. Because the Gemara says, why don't I say then, Kiye by mum, not the klal. Kisayach, either a lame or a blind one is a prat. And if so, I'd say klal prat, and klal mashma prat is only the prat. Means only pesach liver in midyachrin aloi. Maybe only these two things are called the mum. Nothing else. So much to know. The pasuk says kol mum ra, any bad mum. That's chos of a klal. It's another klal. And then we dash, and it's called a klal of pratu klal. And therefore, you have to learn what kind of prat. You can learn it out like the prat. And say like this: maha prat mafurish mumim shebegolui. Just like the prat is saying. That's a mum shebegoli, is something that you could see openly. The einim chosim, they don't return once it comes, it can't be healed up. Is af komum, any type of a mum shebegoli that you could see it's open. The einoi chosim doesn't return. That's called a mum. So that's how we darshin all mums are matter b'chor. For the Gemara now, the einoi, why don't I say maha prat mufurish mum shebegoli? Uboitum emalachtoi, it makes the animal stop doing work. If it's lame, it can't do work. If it's either blind, it can't do work. And v'yena chayzer doesn't return. Maybe also af kol mum shabagoli b'tum lachta v'yena chayzer. If so, Allah matan hakam not in our Mishnah, nifkum oznoi, to stam a hole in the ear, it doesn't make it deaf. It can still hear, so it can still do malacha. Min hachosom, v'lay min or. So why is this called a mum in the Mishnah? These things do not stop it from doing work. Maybe it's not called a malacha. It's not called a mum. Tumor says no. The pasuk says kol mum ra is a ribuy. Mash many mum ra. So Rashi says not a klal prat. The klal anymore, but it's a ribuy. So the Gemara of Seyachiv, so mum shebeseisa nami. Then even mums in the inner part of the body that you can't see, that should also be called a mum. Then Allah matan. How can we learn not like that? We learned not like that. We learned that chutin hachitzayin is the outside chutin. Though Rashi says that's biemtza pen, in the middle of the mouth. The chitzayin is there. Chutin achitzoynis, the outside one that's inside the mouth, that's this part of the gum there. Shenifgumo, if it was missing a little bit, Shenigumo got smoothed down. The apnemius, or the inside ones, Shenekru that was uprooted, that becomes a mum. The diak is, Nekru was uprooted in, but Nifgumo, if it just had a pagam there, just a hole there, or else Nigamamo was just smoothed down, Loi, it's not called a mum, because since it's in the inside, you can't see that. That's not called mum shebegoli. So you see, if the mum is not seen, it's not called the mum. The question is why? So Mora says, yes, being a mum ra v'leka. It has to be a mum ra, means it's disgusting like. And Rashi says, a mum ra is only called if it's begoli. If it's open, you could see it, it's manuvel, it doesn't look nice. But if the mum is hidden inside, that's not called a mum ra. For the Gemara Yehochi, so mumoy v'nami, then even a mum that could heal up again, that should also be a mum. Pasik's marba or ribu, any mum. Allah matan, how come we learned? To loy min or, that if you have a hole on the or, on the skin, the bottom skin lobe of the ear, since there it's soft, will heal up again, it's not called a mum. The question is why? So, and the Marin says, mum oivis svaru. That's a svaru. That hashta mifrak lemifrak in the levei, since the law is, if you have such a mum like that, by kotchim, you can't be poidrit. It's not enough to make it into a psula magdoshim. If so, mishra shkatim in the levei, for sure it's a swore that he can't shef, it's not matter the b'chor, or mum that will heal up. The Tanya will learn like this. The Pasuk says, V'yim kol behema t'meya shalayek rivenem v'mena korban Hashem. Any behema t'meya that you cannot bring for korban. So what is this Pasuk talking about? B'bali mumin. The Pasuk is talking about not that it's a real behema t'meya, it could be a kosher behema, but it had a mum on it. Hakos the medaba. So how do you know that? You're telling me b'bali mumin, shenifto hakos the medaba, where you appointed the korban already, or yet maybe not that way. Yellow behema tameya mamish. Maybe the pasuk means like a pig. The behema tameya mamish you can't bring for korban. Smor says no. Kishwam, there's another pasuk that says v'im behema tameya. That's another pasuk. Sarei behema tameya. But that pasuk is talking about a behema tameya. If so, Romani, what do we do with the pasuk? Ashalei agrivu mimenu. that have yom tell you ze balimum sheniftu. There's talking about here it was a korban, but it became a balmum, and you were part, you redeemed it because of the mum. Yochel, I would have thought to say, if so, yiftu a mum either, even a mum that will heal up later, but maybe right now that it's a mum, you could redeem the korban, the kedusha goes off it. Talmudim, no, the pasuk says, Hashem liyakrivu mimenu korban Hashem. It's something you cannot bring it for korban anymore. V'dashin mi she'nikrei v'kolikar. Only a mum that makes the animal, you can never bring it for korban anymore. Such a behemoth, you're allowed to be poydirit. But yotzuzua goes out here, she'nikrei v'yoyim. You just can't bring it for korban today because today it has a split. But el lamocha, but tomorrow you could bring it. It'll heal up by tomorrow. Tomorrow you can bring it for korban. So such a mum that you could be able to bring for korban tomorrow, even today you can't be poydirit. Sadik Mar says a svara, if such a mum is not strong enough to make you be poydirit, for sure it's not strong enough by a bechor to be mati you to shecht it. And he boys him, if you want to another svara. Him came if so, fiseich v'iver lomeli. What do I do with the pasuk that says clearly a mum has to be at least like a lame animal or a blind one? Those things do not heal up. Do not heal up anymore. So gets we learn now from here. There has to be something a mum that's kavua, that's not over, will not heal up, will not come back again. Now the Gemara says, it says in Mishnah Niftako, it says a crack is afal pish shloichos. Even though nothing is missing, a crack is a mum. Tana Rabbanan. Hasedik, if there's a crack for your kosher, no matter how small it is, that makes a begam. That makes a mum. Could be the swarest, because a little crack eventually will make a bigger one. It'll tear completely. So you have a crack, like a split in the ear or in the mouth, that makes it for mum. Even the smallest amount. Ha pegima. Pegima means, a begam means that you have a hole there. And again, a hole going through that, so there's no chosar. There's nothing missing, just a hole goes through there. So, bein b'dei yodim, bein b'dei shemayim. Whether it happened by itself was born that, whether it happened b'dei yodim is called a mum. So, Machal de Gemara says, mashmaden the sedek, if it just has a split there, then b'dei shemayim loy, if it was born with a split, that's not called a mum. The Gemara says, no, the digger like this rather. El is sedek or pegima, both together. Whether it was a split there or a pegima, there was a hole there. Bein b'dei shemayim, bein b'dei yodim. Both of them is a pegam. The kama shir pegima, how much is the shir of pegima? Again, a pegam is where there's a hole there that something is missing. Yeah, pegam means some meat is missing, a pegam is. So how much of a shir, how big does the hole have to be? Kadesha tachkabar tzipur, in a very small hole, enough that if you put your nails going along there, your nail will get stuck there. That's how big the hole has to be. But since this hole has a chosar, some meat, the meat is missing there, therefore the matter, it's a very small hole, even though it's only small enough that your nail gets stuck there, that makes it into a mum. Now, nikva, let's say there's a hole there, but not that any meat is missing. You just like take a needle and pierce the hole through there. No meat came out. Then the mitzvah has to be molly kashina. It has to be the size, a little bit bigger than taka, but it has to be the size of a bean. Tana Rabbanan, kamo nekiva saizin, how much is the shear of a hole in the ear? Again, with no meat is missing. Molekashin has to be the size of molekashin, the size of this bean. Rabbi Yosef, you do right there, v'chadosh, a little bigger shear. The chadosh is a lentil, that's how big the hole has to be. Now, v'yezi yevesha, what's called the dried ear? Shim tinok, if you make a hole there, v'yena moitzi tibas dam, no blood will come out. Rabbi Yosef, v'mishulam mayim, yevesha means kadesha tein nefreches. It means that what? It'll be very dry, much more dry, that it'll be brittle, it'll just crumple up. Now, Tony, we learned about this in the Braisa, Kravim Devrayim Liyoshavim, that these two, that one machlokes here, they come out very near one another, a very small difference between the two of them. Most of the Devrayim demand, which machlokes do you mean? Let me warn a Tamatana Kamar Rabbi Yosef ben Amishulim about how dried up the ear has to be. Two vikas, a very big difference, whether just you put a needle there and no blood comes out, or whether it's nefrechas, whether it crumbles up, is a big difference. Ela means this, Tana Kamar Rabbi Yosef of Yehuda, that what? That the difference between a chadosha and a kashina is very small. A bean and a lentil are very alike. Therefore, there's a very small difference between the two. So, Moraz Medayik from our Mishnah, what? Kadosha. The hole has to be the size of a chadoshin. But if the hole is smaller than a chadosha, since nothing is missing there, it's not called a mum. So, Moraz's question, I have a question on this. Or a minute, I'll throw you a question. It says, Aloha, Matzeya, when you have this evid, that says he wants to stay and work more than 6 years. So the mitzvah is ra nirtza. You have to pierce his ear. So matzei, ain't li yela matzei. Only if you use a reel that's a need, like a good tool to pierce the ear with. That's what it's made for, a matzei, a piercer. But how do we know the rabbi's tassul, like any instrument that you cut with? Via sira, via machri, via needle, via mekadeach, tama puncher, via nichta, via metal pen, tamulay meblakachta, kol dover shenukach biyad. Anything that you could touch, move with your hands, and it can make a hole, you could use it to pierce the ear of an evidivri. Divri Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. This is the words of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi and Rabbi says, no, matzeya. Ma matzeya miyuchat shomatchis. It's a metal needle-like. Av kol shomatchis has to be av kol shomatchis. Only metal thing you could use to pierce the ear with. Now, Gatani says, we're not going to say for this. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi, named Rabbi, was a great person, Rashi says, that if you do, use a doctrine like this. Kishen roitzim, when he used to make retzeya the ear of an evid, Yishno ain roitzim ela b'milas. He used to use a very small needle. That's what they used to use. And l'chur, this goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that you use anything, even a needle. And the milas is a very, very fine needle. That's what they used to use. So the kitzah, the hole that they used to make to pierce the ear, was a very, very small hole. Now, v'chomam v'chom say, ain eved ivri koyin nirtza. If the eved ivri is a koyin, then we're not allowed to make him a nirtza. We can't pierce his ear. Why? Because you're going to make the coin into a bal mum, that's not right. You'll pass them, you can't do the avoida later. So you're not allowed to pierce his ear. Now the question is why? V'im taimah b'milah saw your right saying, if you tell me now, with what did they pierce the ear? With a very thin needle. Is heich ever coin nasa bal mum? Why did it come a bal mum? So first of all, the question is, it grows back again. Horein reitz nela b'goyva shalevin. We only do it in the top of the ear. But still the question is though, if you hold that what only makes a mum with the size of a chadosha, see in the chur, it's less than the size of a chadosha, it's less than the size of a bean. So why does the kohen become possible to do the avoda? So Rav Chana bar Chitina lakash, there's no stira, there's no big difference. Kan lishchoit, kan lifso. That if you want to have a hefter mum on a bechor to say you're allowed to shecht it, it has to be bigger, the mum has to be like the size of a chadosha. But after we say you're possible to do the korban for the avoda, or you're possible to kohen not to do the avoda, that's even a smaller. So there are two different halachas. There's a mum that makes you possible, you can't do the avoda, and then there's a mum on a bechor that's mat, you teed it. So the mum to be matter has to be bigger than the mum to possible. So true, we don't want to make this kohen into a nirtza, because we'll make him possible to do the avoda, even though it's a very, very small hole. But for a bechor to be mutta b'achil, it has to be a bigger hole. Another one says, my kashino, what is this kashino? I'm Rav Shav Yehinda, this being called the Hinda. Boy mine Rav Oishiyam Rafuna. Rafuna, Rabba. Yeah. Kashino hanichneses v'yotis. What does the Mishnah mean to say that the hole by the mum for Bechor, if it's just a hole without a chosar, has to be big enough that this kashino, this being, could go through it? Does it mean, like, loosely, hanichnes v'yotis? It means that a being that goes back and forth smoothly, it doesn't get stuck here in that hole. Or kashino and medis, no, as long as it can just push its way through, but when you push it there, it'll stay there, it'll get stuck there. Maybe that's enough. When those have to be a little bit bigger, ha nichnas v'yotis. Almost, it said back to Mzula Shemati, I did not hear exactly this halacha about a mum on a bechor, how big the hole has to be. I didn't hear clearly. But kiyotzu bo Shemati, a similar halacha I did hear. It's now going like this. Ha shedra v'ha gugolis. The law is, if you have the shedra, the whole backbone of a mace, or the whole skull of a mace, it has too much oil. It's in the room, it's matam everything in the room. But what about shechosu? Let's say a part of it is missing, then it has no too much oil. So shalu is, kamech chesaron b'shedra v'lo yeh matam b'yoil. How much should be missing in the shedra in the backbone, and it has no too much oil? So it's machlokes, b'sham yom shtei chulyas. You have to be missing two vertebrates. It's only missing one vertebrate, it also makes it have no tumas oil. When you have the skull, how much should be missing from the skull also to say it has no tumas oil? So b'sham yirmim kamola mekadeich. How much a needle you pierce a hole in it, how much of a hole, how big that would make it, that's how much has to be missing. No, a different shear. How much of the skull, when a person's alive, you have to take out of his skull and he'll die? A different shia than a mola mikadech. Now, the Yosef, Rechid Chid, was sitting down. But Mikuboyli had a shah like this. According to Beis Hillel, Kadesh Yinotum and Achai, That's what you say, how much you take out of a chardal die, the kan, how much is that? Amar of tachlifa, barav di, miyok, yamashmul, kasela, the shear of a seller. If you take out the size of a coin, if you make that much of a hole in the skull, by your live person will die. So here you have the skull of a mace, if that much is missing, it's not matan b'yoyim. So it comes out, according to Beisil, the size is like a seller. According to Beishama, the size is kamoli mekadeach, how much this needle will pierce through. The Yitma, we learn like this, the Yitma Rasaf Romra, Shemaitz Beisil over to Shemaitz Nisam Alocha, Omalei, for our Shmuel Bayudu, Omar Masnisim Omalei. He said, no, it's a Masnisim, it's the Mishnah. Or a Brisa, not just on the Gemara. This is Nechel, the Simmons. Remember, this is Tony Rav, Ushmur Rav Yehuda. Tani Rav, Simnecha, Tani Rav, Ushmur Rav Yehuda. Yeah, that he's the one that says all the Brises. So the Simnecha, Shalat, you shouldn't make a mistake. Miyom Shemaitim, Miyom Mastisim, Tony Rav Yehuda, Vashmuel. Yaskam, Akramas, Havavishat, the Arab Shmur Rav Yehuda, Belishna Matitla, a Brisa.